On Tuesday afternoon, Donega White is knocking on the front door of Metro Kids Connection, but it's locked. White lives in the federally subsidized Cleveland Arms apartments next door.
Almost every kid from the apartment go here. Like, it's like from the teenagers to down to the like babies that's in pre-K and VBK and stuff like that. So this is like a big part of us just getting out the apartments.
White says she went to the center as a kid and plans to let her 2-year-old daughter go when she's a little older. Inside, founder of the center, Terry Lane, says he's watched many Cleveland Arms kids grow up.
I've got to the point where I don't answer because they don't understand.
He's looking at framed pictures of some of the kids he's seen come and go over the 20 years he's run the center.
She is 28 now, and she just moved to Pennsylvania. As far as she's concerned, I'm her dad.
Lane says this is a safe place, open to whoever needs it. It's a place for kids to go do their homework, watch movies. Outside, there's a big playground and a basketball court. Adults come too for the computers and job training or resume help. But now Lane's closing his doors on weekday afternoons between 3 and 6, when kids used to come after school.
And meanwhile, I watch 12 to 15 teens come out of Northwestern Middle School, walk down the railroad tracks and pass Metro Kids Connection gate that they're used to coming through and calling home.
Lane says he was left no choice because the state suddenly insisted he get a license and attend training or hire someone else to run the child care facility. State Department of Children and Family spokesman John Harrell says no one shut Metro down. Lane could have applied for the license or found out if he qualifies for an exemption. Harrell says according to state law, if more than 5 kids are attending the center and it receives payment, it has to be licensed. Metro receives grant money.
And the people of the state are depending on this agency to make sure that the people who are running these child cares have gone through the background screening, have gone through the first aid training.
But Lane says he considers his facility a community center, not child care.
Sorry, I'm not a licensed daycare. There's no way I can, even if I became one, that I could hire a person to be a DCF director for 3 hours a day.
Lane says he relies on grants, donations, and his own Social Security money to keep the nonprofit afloat. He says even if the licensing situation is resolved, he's not sure how much longer the center can be financially sustained. But for many Cleveland Arms residents, closing can't be an option. Doris Russell lives in the complex. She's been working to create a tenant association.
The children that come here for the help, they're not out there fighting. We don't have all that fighting and stuff that used to go on over there. They're finding ways to occupy their time. We're trying to build this community up. So why do they want to come in and tear down what's been working at so hard, you know, all these years?
For now, Metro is open to adults only on weekday afternoons. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.